On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking Up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Badger Roofing, Johnny's Tree and Landscape Company, Elan Electric, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyer's Heating and Cooling, Vicente Landscaping, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Now from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, we are back on air.
And it feels great
to sit down, yes, in the studio after our home show last weekend, Mr. Mike. 47 miles of walking over 3 days.
Oh, I was a slacker because I'd only pulled a half a day on Sunday, so I probably only did 35.
You know, I think you pulled a half a day every day.
Ooh.
Oh, ba-chung. Ooh. How do they do that? Ba-ching. Thank you for your hard work, your help, your efforts. It was a fabulous home show. Would you not agree?
I would absolutely agree, and it was a lot due, well, obviously, mostly due to your orchestration of the event, but also because of the help from the rest of the board members from YCCA.
Oh, so that's, we couldn't
that makes
do
it
without
work.
The guys. I mean, and their hard work and move in and move out and problem solving and emptying trash and hauling magazines and bags. It was like a, you know what it was like? It was like a wedding. It was like a 50th birthday. It was like a 90th birthday. It was like a 50th wedding anniversary. It was like a graduation and the birthing of a baby all at once.
Oh, I was going to say Friday morning it was like a bar mitzvah, but the birthing of a baby, I like that instead. That's good. That is very good.
So it was great. It was wonderful. And you know what? A lot of our listeners, they do tune in to Hammer Time. So if you are listening this morning and it's Saturday, and if you tune in tomorrow morning and it's Sunday, you know what? Thank you for your love, your glorious attributes, your friendship, your smiles, because they help make us who we are.
Absolutely. And it was very heartwarming. Several people came up and introduced themselves and said, gosh, we listen to you and Sandy.
Yeah, they do.
And that really does make you feel great.
One lady said she recognized me by my fuzzy hair. And then...
Surely not.
Surely. But listen to this. Then she very politely told me that I should go think about buying a wig. Is that not the funniest thing? I said, I'm so sorry. This is how I wake up every morning. It is what it is.
It worked. This is
me. It worked. This is me. But I thought that was so cute and funny. But you know what? It takes all kinds.
Absolutely. But we had some new kind of switching topics, but on the same topic of the home show, we had some great new vendors this year.
We
so
did.
That was exciting.
It was. We have fabulous guests with us this morning for the first half of the show. We're going to talk nutrition. We're going to talk Humboldt Unified School District and their summer food service program that's
terrific.
Taking place soon, and brought you a sandwich. You need to read the label, baby, to make sure it's right. The second half of our program, we have Mr. Michael Rodriguez with us. He owns Cocapelli Woodworking.
Correct.
And we're going to talk about fiber.
I'm going to be taking
it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That was a good segue. But I'm going to be taking notes because my six pack of chocolate donuts on the way over here probably wasn't the most nutritional brunch, I would say.
No, and the ladies.
So we'll have to listen.
Yes. Yes, you're going to be chastised.
Okay.
So don't go away, listeners. We'll be back. We're going to talk food. We're going to talk nutrition. And then later on in the show, we're going to talk woodworking. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Yavapai County. This is Sandy with Hammer Time and my wingman,
Mike Enders
of
Bent Tree Custom Homes.
And we're here to talk nutrition. So welcome Pam Liuzzo, the nutritionist for Humboldt Unified School District. Hello, beauty.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We have a new member with us this morning, Mr. Jody Buckle. He is the food and nutrition director, so we all better be on our best behavior.
I'm taking notes, I'm telling you.
You better be hiding the chocolate, right, Jody?
That's right. And the donuts.
Oh, welcome. And, of course, the most beautiful Rebecca Kratzberger. She's the wellness coordinator. So welcome back, the three of you.
Well, thanks for having us this morning.
So, nutrition.
Yes.
Love it or hate it?
Oh, God. Well, it is a love-hate thing
it
for
is.
Some people. I love it.
And so do I.
Yeah. That's why
Jody?
We do what we
I'm
do.
Indifferent.
Indifferent on a Friday night when you want a pizza.
But when it comes to the kids, we're very, yes. It is the most important thing.
I would agree.
What you guys do for the children at Humboldt Unified School District and your food that you serve them, prepare, I want to go back to school.
You're welcome to. Come join us this summer.
This would be fabulous. So you have a summer food service program.
Yes.
Let's get that out on the air and share what it is.
All right. So our summer food service program feeds kids and teens for free. And we're going to have four sites open this summer. It's this fantastic program. We serve breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday at certain sites. What's great about this program is it doesn't require any paperwork, any reservations. The kids just show up when we have breakfast and lunch. They eat. They have a great time. They have a great meal. They get to see their friends. And it goes on all summer long. And it's just this phenomenal program. We have different people coming in doing events, educational things. We have Heritage Park Sanctuary coming in. They're bringing in some animals to show the kids. We have Matt Force coming in. Yavapai County Health Service. So we try to make it fun and then also nourishing, and we just want to get the word out to the whole community.
Is this the first time, Jody, that this has been done in Humboldt?
Oh, absolutely not. It's been going on for years.
Oh, so we've had a summer food service program for years.
Yes.
Oh, well, where have I been?
You haven't been in school, that's for sure.
I haven't been in school, that's for darn sure.
You've been tardy.
Where does the food come from?
Well, we purchase our food at the same place where we purchase food over the school year. So it's not donated food. It's all, you know, if we order from Shamrock, the Shamrock food truck comes in. And it's not donated food. It's the same food that we serve during the school year. So
fabulous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are all three of you, Rebecca and Jody, are you there serving up food and talking and mingling with the kiddos?
Hey, if I need to throw on a hairnet, I will serve the kids. You know, I think one thing that really, like, moms, grandmas, caretakers, hear me on this. This means that you do not have to make food nor clean up the mess when they are done. And it's free. So as a mom, that is absolutely just like a wonderful service. And even as like a mom working for the district, my kids take advantage of that program for sure. We come in for breakfast, for lunch. Absolutely.
She just answered one of the questions I was going to ask, and that is there a cost involved? And the answer is no.
No, it's
not for our kids.
It's free.
Perfect.
And for adults, it's a nominal fee. It's $2.75 for breakfast and $3 for lunch, or $3.75 for lunch. So you can't beat that anywhere.
Okay, nope. So what's Sandy, the age going? Bracket for an adult?
At heart.
Have I aged out?
Not in your heart,
never.
Sandy.
Oh, no. Yes. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
So, Jody, you're going to have to throw on a hairnet.
Well, they can't see me, but yes. I'm a little thin on top, so hairnets are not required.
He's got is it the Telly Savalas look?
There you go.
Yes. No, or he's got Pam's husband's look. Oh, Tom Liuzzo, we love you.
I love you, dear.
So breakfast starts at what time? What are the time segments for the food?
So the two schools that are serving breakfast, which is Mountain View and Lake Valley, breakfast is from 8 to 9, and then lunch will be from 11 to 12. And then at Humboldt Elementary and Coyote Springs, they are lunch only, and it's from 10:30 until noon, and they will be open Monday through Thursday. And it doesn't matter where you live in the community. If, say, you live closer to Coyote Springs, but you want to go to Mountain View to eat, you can. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter if you're a resident. It doesn't matter your income. Just show up and eat. And we really want to encourage families to come to our program, because not only is it great for their kids to get to see their friends and have this great meal, but it also helps to keep our staff employed over the summer as well, because without this program, our staff wouldn't be working. So why not help out our staff?
Yeah.
So the kids, Jody, they can just show up. There's no paperwork, driver's license. Then nobody has to. You just get in line and eat.
Correct. Yeah. We don't card people.
Well, Mike, you might have to card. Believe me, when he shows up.
Sneaking
yeah.
in.
Yes. But yeah, unlike the school lunch program during the year, we don't accept applications, anything like that. They just walk up, grab a meal, and sit and eat.
Very cool. So if cousins are coming in for the summer for a couple weeks, they can join their cousins and come to breakfast or lunch.
Absolutely.
How nifty is this? So eggs, bacon, I mean.
Maybe not bacon.
Oh, maybe that's some eggs. Okay, eggs.
I don't know. We have the menu, though.
Bacon. Oh, let's see. We have bacon. What day do we have bacon?
Well, oh, do we?
I know we have it during the school year. I'm looking at the menu right now. So one of the breakfasts is this sausage and cheese biscuit. It's delicious. Ham and cheese on a croissant. That's another breakfast. Scrambled eggs with bacon.
Oh, look at that.
Every day. So there is bacon on there. And then if you don't like the entree of the day, we also have alternates. So it doesn't matter if you're a picky eater or not. I'm sure we have something that you would like to eat at our sites. And then at each site, we also have an all-you-can-eat garden bar at lunch. So, you know, stock up on those fresh fruits and veggies. So where can you find that? I mean,
that's
if you're
fabulous.
An adult eating a meal, bringing your kids in, where are you going to get an all-you-can-eat garden bar for $3.75?
Very neat.
So, Pam, you're the nutritionist. Jody, you're the food and nutrition director. And Rebecca, you are the wellness coordinator. Do all three of you mingle and decide, well, I want eggs. Well, no, I want this. I want a red potato. No, I want purple potatoes.
I leave that fighting up to Jody and Pam.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I stay out of
just
the,
stay out of
I
it.
I stay out of the menu
and
making.
And hope that all is well.
I get my fingers crossed.
Well,
but they do. Oh, look at
very
that.
Very cool.
Well, and what we do is we look at what do the kids want to eat? What will they eat? So, because if
we
put,
know? How do we know?
Oh, well, I look at their production records over the school year and I talk to the kids. We're in the kitchens all the time. So we know what they like. We know what they don't. So obviously we want to put something on the menu that they want to eat so that they come to our summer program. So that's how we base the menu is what's good. Well, it's all good, though. But.
It's all good.
It's all good, right? So, Jody, you're relatively new in your position as the food and nutrition director.
Yes, I am. 6 months into it now.
Wow, how'd you be so lucky to land with the best and the brightest here with these two ladies?
You just said it. I got lucky.
No, we're the lucky ones.
I think that this team, you guys are just a fantastic team. And you know what, Mike? They love what they do.
That's very apparent.
You can see this in the sparkle and the charisma that just rolls out on the kitchen table here. Pretty
they
awesome.
They kind of light up like you do when you're talking about YCCA.
You know what? We just can't help ourselves, can we, guys?
No. Nope.
Not at all. So, food and nutrition director, you relate to the kids? Are you out talking to them as well?
Absolutely, yes. I kind of preach that I do not like to be in my office, so try to get out to the kitchens as much as possible. There's a different stigma nowadays, at least in our district that I see, as far as the way the kids interact with the ladies that are serving lunches. It's not the slapping food on a plate and send them on their way. They're talking to them. They know their likes, their dislikes. They're coming in. They're instructing as they're coming up, telling them, hey, we have this today because we have, you know, four or five options for kids to choose from instead of just one plate of food.
Wow.
And just all of the lunch ladies know the kids' names. It's such an atmosphere that
you don't want to be in an office. You would rather be in the kitchens with them working. So.
Okay.
My, how things have changed.
Yes, they have. I remember going down that food line.
with them slapping it in there, and this, you will like it. This is what you
exactly.
get today.
Exactly. You only got one choice, and this was it. But you know what? Change is good.
Absolutely.
Our food and nutrition values have they forever changed over the years.
Very much so.
Very much so. And all for the better. That's for darn sure. So we have to take a break, but we're going to return momentarily to continue our conversation with Pam Liuzzo, nutritionist, Jody Buckle, food and nutrition director, and Rebecca Kratzberger, wellness coordinator, Humboldt Unified School District.
Perfect.
So take us to break.
It would be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and aired on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, y'all. We are back in the studio. We're rocking it this morning with the Summer Food Service Program for Humboldt Unified School District. So, Pam, you buy your own food. Jody, you spend dollars. Where does the money come from? How do you increase your bank account? Where does that money come from?
So we are able to do our summer food service program thanks to the USDA. So it's your federal tax dollars at work.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good for you. So you apply for grants then?
Or? Not really. Well, we apply, but it's not so much a grant as
a program.
As a program.
Yeah.
Fabulous. So other than the program, do you have other partnerships that the food service supports to help other entities?
We do, and we are really excited about this one. This is our first year partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank because it's great that we can feed families, feed kids during the school or during the week, but what about the weekends? And we have the Hungry Kids program with the school district, which is great, which feeds kids over the weekends, but during the summer, that program goes away. So we're partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank this year where we are offering 40 bags to give out to families each weekend. So what we're planning on doing is having 10 bags at each site, and then at the end of each week, give out those 10 bags to 10 or 40 families in need, and that will continue all summer long thanks to St. Mary's Food Bank.
Oh, my gosh, that's huge.
That's wonderful.
I know. We are very excited. And we also do have some food left over from the Hungry Kids program that's going to expire before the next school year, and we're going to be giving that food out as well. So if you're a family in need, you know, you've got kids. Kids, come to our summer program. We should have some food there that we can send home with you.
Perfect. Terrific. Now, our visitors to the home show, oh my gosh, they donated barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels full of non-perishable food items. That just makes my heart swell with prideness.
Yep. We've got a great community. Great community.
Just makes my heart puff out. So, Jody, do you pack the weekend food bags?
So the
40 bags, how does that work?
From St. Mary's, they were gracious enough. They already have them in bags. So basically, we're just handing bags to the families that need them. For the Hungry Kids program, the leftovers, we will be having to put some stuff together for that. There's a limited supply. Like I said, it was just what they had left at the end of the school year. So we're just going to be able to offer that to extra families in need throughout the summer. Yeah,
that is so incredible what Humboldt is doing. You know, and thank you for your love of taking care of youngsters that, you know, there are many families out there that do need assistance.
Absolutely need it. Mm-hmm. About how many children do you have on an average day for breakfast and or lunch?
It will change from each site. Uh-huh. So our sites that we are open breakfast and lunch, we have a lot of community activities going around those schools. So we do see an increase, and we could be up around 400 or 500 per day.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. You're going to have to get in line early.
No kidding.
And then some of our the other two schools, we're probably doing about 200.
That is phenomenal. I was thinking maybe 40, 50, 50, no. you know, five, Whoa. Somewhere in there. That is terrific.
Yes.
At last check, I think the number that Jody gave me is that we will serve close to 700,000 meals to our students by the end of the school year.
Wow.
That's incredible. You all need a gold star. Wow. You know, a platinum star. Forget the gold. You need a platinum star for this great process and project that you're working on to help families. So I looked at this menu, Mike. Look at, here's a specialty pizza. Here's a chicken fajita taco. Mm-hmm. I'm signing up. If I'm late to the office, you can find me at breakfast Perfect. With the kiddos. I'm going to do that. I'm going to let you know, the three of Please. You, and I'm coming to breakfast.
Please come to breakfast. Awesome. Yeah. We'd love that.
We'll have a program. We'll come and mix and mingle with the kids.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun to do a road show?
So it would be fun.
Ooh. Yes.
That would be that. Fun. That would be great.
Why that?
Wow, I kind of liking that idea. Great job. Let's talk to our engineer, and we can interview some of the kids as well.
When you least expect it, there will be.
Tell me how... Is there a number, Pam and Jody and Rebecca, for families to call? How do they find out more?
So if you have any questions, you can call 759-5014. You can also find information on our Facebook page, HUSD Child Nutrition. You can also go to the Humboldt Unified website, go to departments, then food and nutrition, and then all the information is there.
Uh-oh. I spy everyday alternative meals. Breakfast, bagel with cream cheese and a cinnamon bun.
Oh. That means you're really showing up now, right?
I am really. Before it was just
They're
talk.
Whole wheat.
I'm coming.
All over it.
And it better not be low-fat cream cheese. Uh-oh. Well. Uh-oh. Okay. Healthy nutrition. I get it. I can do it. Here, Mike, here's one for you, peanut butter and jelly.
Ooh, neat.
With a corn dog.
Not together.
Not
oh,
though,
no.
I mean, if that's your thing, we'll make it for you, but...
I appreciate that, but I'm still back on the cinnamon bun for breakfast.
See, I knew it. So, Jody, how long have you been in our area?
I've been in Prescott Valley for 7 years now.
Perfect.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
I hail from Chicago.
Okay.
The suburbs of Chicago, Perfect. Lombard, Illinois.
Perfect.
So, yeah, been in the food industry for 27 years now.
Okay, so do you cook at home?
Absolutely.
Do you go to the grocery store and look at labels?
Not near as much as my wife does.
Okay, Rebecca and Pam, when you go to this store, do you look at labels?
Yes. Before everything... It gets looked at before it goes in the shopping cart. Absolutely. And it's fun to have small kids, too, because now I teach them to do that.
And I look at the labels and you look at the sugar and it's like, oh, no, let me just put that back.
Yeah. It can be shocking.
I haven't quite
sometimes.
Figured out the total fat and all of that stuff. I don't know how to do that math yet.
Sugar is a good place to start.
Okay, that's where I start. Mm-hmm. And if it has less than 3, I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I think it's a great number.
Just stay away from that trans fat.
That trans fat is no good.
Okay, so your sandwich has 0, so you're okay, Mike.
You can eat the sandwich.
I was just going to say, if it has bad things, are you handing it off to me?
No, it trans fat 0, and everybody said you could eat it.
Terrific.
Now his sandwich has saturated fat, 5 grams.
Well, saturated fat is one that we do categorize as more of an unhealthy fat. So when you are trying to eat fat, you do want to concentrate on getting unsaturated fats.
Oh, so mm-hmm. this says saturated. So there's a label out there that says unsaturated?
There is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But what would help me in this particular instance is that since there are a total of 6 people here in the booth, if I split it up, then I'm only going to be getting 4%.
That's correct.
All things in moderation. That's my motto.
And it's portion control.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it is.
You're good. Eat the sandwich.
So that's why I ate half of this sandwich for you.
Gee, thanks, pal.
You're welcome, pal. It was totally fabulous having you on the show with us this morning to talk about the Summer Food Service Program, Humboldt Unified School District. All of our listeners, take advantage of
Absolutely.
This.
Yes, please.
Please.
Please take advantage of this. Again, if you have any questions, area code 928-759-5014. And so together we say, Humboldt Unified School District, rah, rah, rah. So Summer Food Service Program. Thank you so much for being with us. Pam, you're awesome.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Jody, fabulous to have you on. Welcome to your new position and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Rebecca, as always, you're pretty awesome. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Sandy. Thank you for having us.
So we're at the bottom of our hour. Mm-hmm. We'll be back after we take a short break and we're going to talk woodworking.
Sounds great to me.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Well, Mike, that was so much fun.
Good group.
Fabulous, folks. And what they're doing with the Summer Food Service Program for Humboldt Unified School District is beyond amazing.
It is. And I'm glad they were able to come this morning because that's kind of one of those best kept secret type of situations.
And, you know, our show is airing. This is Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And Memorial Day is Monday. And, you know, what a great holiday to remember people who died while serving in our country's armed forces.
And I think a lot of people, I won't say a lot, but some of the younger people, I don't think really understand how Memorial Day started.
And it's a good lesson for them. And I hope they get out there and understand this holiday and the meaning behind it. And did you know that it originated as a Decoration Day after the American Civil War in 1868?
I did not realize it was after the Civil War. I did not.
And so the other cool thing that I don't think a lot of people know is the traditional observance that the flag on Memorial Day is raised briskly to the top of the staff, and then they bring it down slowly to the half-staff position, and it stays there until 12 o'clock noon, and then it goes to full staff for the remainder of the day. And the method and the education behind that is that the half staff position remembers more than, gosh, I guess what you think, a million men and women who've given their lives in service for our country. Mm-hmm. And then at noon, they say by raising it, it's raised by the living who resolve not to let their sacrifice be in vain.
I knew about that process, procedure from being in the military, but it, again, a lot of people don't understand
that. They don't understand that. So, you know, Monday is a fabulous day that we should all stop and remember because we've all have those family fathers before us that have given their lives for our country. So our guest right now in the studio, we have with us Mr. Michael Rodriguez, and he is the owner of Cocopelli Woodworks.
Perfect.
Right up your alley, being a contractor. Hey, Michael, welcome to Hammer Time.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
So are you ready to talk WOOD?
I'm always ready to talk some wood.
So let's talk about Cocopelli Woodworks, what you do, where you came from, and why you like WOOD.
Well, we started building the business out in Phoenix. We have been established for about 6 or 7 years. We're going into our 7th year now.
Ooh, perfect.
My wife grew up here her whole life. And so she finally was able to get a job at the hospital here, and I tagged along and decided to open up an operation here.
Perfect.
So you did woodworking down in the valley?
Correct, yes. So that's also still where we have a mill. We mill up all local wood and reclaim it and turn it into, you know, furniture and anything you can imagine, bar tops, kitchen islands, doors for cabinetry, or even faces for cabinetry. We also sell lumber as well, too, that's all sustainable and harvested in that same way.
So do you still have your operation in Phoenix or just your mill?
Just the mill right now, but we're going to be selling barnwood and reclaimed lumber in Phoenix and here in Prescott.
Great.
And so that's fabulous that your wife landed a job at the hospital.
Yeah, it's great.
So what is her position?
She does MRI.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she loves it.
Good for you guys. So welcome to the area.
Thank you.
With woodworking. Now, the cool thing is, it's where you're located.
Yep.
I mean, that's like a little piece of heartwarming history going on over there.
Oh, yeah, the old Woodlife building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Off of Easy Street.
Yep. I take, on my way to work, I take Pleasant up to Easy Street, and that's where I get to craft and have fun building things.
Perfect.
I loved that Woodlife place and what he crafted and made and all his wood. And you just pull into the driveway when he was there and you could smell the wood chips from miles away. So cool.
So I do have a technical question, and that's how far out do you have to go for your reclaimed barn wood nowadays?
Well, we get a lot of our barn wood from the East Coast. So we have a couple people that we've built relationships with, and that we're able to source it and bring it to Arizona.
Because the reason I ask is because years ago, being from Colorado, years ago, there was quite a run on the barn wood up in that area, and I know it's pretty well depleted, so that's why I was curious as to where you're getting it now.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We've teamed up with another company, Coast to Coast Barnwood, and they're part of the whole thing, how we were able to bring barn wood to Prescott and keep it in Phoenix. We got a lot of stuff from like old boxcar siding.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Real neat stuff. Yeah. The whites, the reds, the grays, all the cool colors.
Neat.
Okay, so what's the coolest thing you've made?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Ever.
Well, we did a bar down in Phoenix for Arizona Distilling Company. It's a 22-foot long bar top that the front of it's 22 feet long, one left side is 11 feet, and the other side is 9 feet, and it's all from the same tree that we sourced out from Walla Walla in Washington.
Yep.
And so the way we book matched it was end to end, so it opens like a book, and then the sides are also slabs from the following slabs that were cut on the mill. So the whole tree exists in this bar.
That had to be a big tree.
Oh yeah, it was a 45 inch wide tree that was about 13 feet long, each the length of it.
Okay, so it was a living tree.
A lot of these trees, they get...
Are they diseased?
That's the thing, yeah. Okay. A lot of them get diseased. So when we make our furniture or do bar tops, you'll see a lot of, like, the beetle borer or a bunch of cool little patterns that have happened over the course of the life of the tree.
So if it's a tree that you go take down, do you have to have a permit, or are they tagged that they're diseased and dying? How do you know that you can go in and have that baby?
So out here, especially in northern Arizona, with the ponderosa and pinion and stuff like that, we have to get tags to be able to harvest even the manzanitas, the little bushes, you know. And there's a limit on that as well. A lot of times it's to help with fire suppression. So not only are we doing a good thing by reclaiming this lumber, but we're also helping the environment.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And so some of those trees, you'll see, Sandy, where they've got the bore grooves in there from the beetles and other things, and sometimes they'll take a flat table piece and they'll inlay different mediums in there, whether it's turquoise or something of color, and then they'll put a sealer over that, which really, really makes it unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do turquoise. We've started messing around with chrysocolla. We started recently, very recently, like a couple of weeks ago, working with low temp alloy, where we put that in the cracks, and it looks like the cracks, the voids are filled with silver.
Silver, huh?
Yeah.
Very neat. That would be kind of cool.
Neat. Yeah, it's for fun.
Okay, so the bar top was the coolest thing you've made. Mantles, do you do?
We do mantles, any wood species that you can imagine. You don't have to be kind of stuck to one species. You know, here we get a lot of juniper, but we can get mesquite, walnut, black acacia, anything really that you can imagine.
And if somebody has a design in mind, they can just sit down with you and go through it? And
oh, yeah, that's what we specialize. We love doing the custom aspect of it. Very rarely do we build pieces that just to have around. Mm-hmm. We love building, you know, what the client and the customer are dreaming up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you install as well?
We don't commercially.
Okay.
But we can deliver.
And then it's up to Mike to put that mantle on the wall.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Okay, cool. How about chairs? When you say furniture, is it mostly tabletops or?
I would love to do chairs. There's a lot to it.
Oh, okay.
But we don't really do, not mainly into the chairs. Mainly like dining tables, coffee tables, countertops, things like that.
The square pieces.
Very cool.
The square pieces.
Well, we do some lathe turning too. We do round.
The round and square pieces. Michael, you're pretty funny. We have to take a short break.
Yes, we do.
Okay, then
it's
do
time.
It. Then do it.
We appreciate you listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. We're going to take a quick break for some nutritional information for you from our valuable vendors. So fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, we're back, and we're having fabulous conversation with Michael Rodriguez, owner of Cocapelli Woodworks. He's over in Prescott on Easy Street in the old Woodlife area. Office, barn, wood shop.
Shop, there you go.
Yeah, wood shop. So how did you get into woodworking? What made you, did you like come out of the womb on a saw or what?
One would think.
Yes.
No, it started, when I was 16, I built cabinets. So I had that background. So I knew how to operate a saw. But then I kind of took a big hiatus for a couple years. And I wanted to make a coffee table for myself. My friend came over, saw it, wanted it, so I sold it to him. Then I made another coffee table for myself, then his friend wanted it, sold it to him. And it just kind of perspired from there. Yeah, it started from there.
So bottom line, you were having a hard time keeping coffee tables in your own residence.
Yeah.
Do you have one now?
I finally have one now that's not for sale.
Is it chained to the
It's either not for sale or nobody wants it. It's not for sale. Okay, so what does it look like? What's it like?
Well, I like working with walnut a lot, so it's made out of walnut.
Ooh.
Nice wood.
Real cool. It's nice and wide and it gets beat up. I sit on it and put my shoes on it every morning and eat off of it. It's solid. I love it. Great piece of wood.
I have. It was came from my mother's mother and father's ranch in South Dakota, an old oak round coffee table. And that's my coffee table.
Cool.
And it's well over 100+ years old.
Yeah.
Michael, you sit on it, you put your shoes on it, you eat off of it, you throw your nail polish on it. I mean, it's the best coffee table in the whole wide world. And it's heavy.
Yeah, that's one thing about
really
these pieces.
It's really heavy. So, you know, it's not like the new stuff nowadays.
It's definitely not IKEA.
Nope, not IKEA. And it's like, okay, and you could put nothing happens to this coffee
table.
Yeah,
these are solid. Yeah.
Solid things. What kind of coffee table do you have?
It's a combination of wood and tile.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh.
It's a wood base, but they've inlaid the top surround with tile.
Is it heavy?
Yes.
Do you sit on it?
I sit on it.
Do you eat on it?
I do, okay. And I put my feet up on it.
Wow, we're all like rocking our coffee tables here. So if somebody wanted to reach you, are you there in your shop every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
We do a lot of by appointment, so if you, on a whim, want to give us a call and cruise on over, we'll probably be there. Sometimes if you want to just pop in, you're more than welcome to do that as well, too.
So what's your number and your address?
So we're at 495 Easy Street, and that is just right downtown Prescott. And our phone number is 928-442-6577.
And Easy Street, for our listeners, is off 6th Street,
correct,
right across from Foxworth.
Correct.
And the entrance to your wood shop, it's Manzanita Landscaping, aren't they out in the front there?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky.
Fence? Yeah, it is tricky.
You just have to go up the little alleyway, and you'll see the old Woodlife sign. And we're leaving it up because it is a historic building, and it's got cool history.
Yeah, it does.
So my sign will be right under that, and you'll see or probably hear me making sawdust.
So you go right past the door and window store on the right-hand side.
Yep.
And you're just a little ways past that.
Just right around there, yep.
Perfect. So do you have kids?
No kids.
Not yet, but they're okay. So does your wife come and visit you in the wood shop?
She does. She pops in occasionally, mainly after work. She'll cruise on over.
Okay.
And what's her name?
Kylie Ingham.
Okay, Kylie. So when I have some more loose marbles rolling around and they put me in for an MRI, that I can say, wait a minute.
I want Kylie.
Exactly.
Loose marbles. Do they do MRIs for loose marbles?
I don't know, but I've got some rolling around in my head. So,
Michael, we've got a problem here. So how about orders? I mean, how do you share with the community and our area who you are? What are you doing? Because people need to know about you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. I feel the same way. So we're going to be at the farmers markets on every Saturday. I'm kind of unsure of the location because they just switched it.
I know. They're moving it. I can't keep up with them.
I think it's going to be at the Yavapai College. So we'll be there every Saturday mornings.
With your coffee tables?
With our coffee tables and cutting boards and pens and just fun stuff, you know.
Very good.
If it's wood, you know, it's something that I believe if it's wood, we can build it. That's kind of how I
good way to look
like,
at it.
Like to look at it.
How about, can you make wooden spoons and things?
So funny thing is I got my wife, Kylie, I gave her a spoon carving set, so she started making some spoons.
Very good. Yeah,
so we kind of compete with each other with the spoon making.
Oh, great. They're going to be jamming the spoon music.
I can just see it.
Playing spoons on our knee.
Yeah.
At the household out back during the weekend. Let's see, is she going to get her spoon finished first, or am I going to get my fork finished first?
I know.
It's kind of like that.
That's so funny. Good. So the farmer's market, you'll be there?
Yep, we'll be there. We're entertaining the idea of possibly doing some workshops, maybe bringing the kids by to do some birdhouses and things like that.
Oh, neat. That would be neat.
Yeah, that'll probably be a little bit down the road. But we're going to be doing those two things mainly. And then you might catch us at some of the craft fairs at the square every you know, once in a while. That's kind of how we're mainly doing, getting our word out. Also, social media is really big.
Yep. Well, I'm saying that we better catch you at our home show next year, buddy.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you can catch Michael Rodriguez, Cocopelli Woodworks, at our home show next year. Do you have a website?
We do. It's Cocopelli Custom Woodworks. So it's a plural at the end, .com.
.com. Perfect.
Cocopelli Woodworks.
Correct.
.com.
Yep.
Where'd the name come from?
Well, I play the Native American flute as well. Oh. So if you don't hear the saws running and you stop by the shop,
you might hear music.
You might hear a flute playing. Okay.
And did you build your own flute?
I did it. I did not do that.
Very cool. So how about pets?
We do. We have a little black lab.
Oh, cool.
She's 11 years. You'll probably see her at the shop, too.
What's her name?
Kiska.
Kiska.
And she's very vocal. She'll be barking at you, but she won't.
Okay, she won't bite.
She won't bite. She just wants to say
hi. Kiska sounds like an Alaskan name or something.
It is, yeah. We named her after the last island in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
I thank you. And that was not padded. That was like Kiska. I like that. That's so cool that you're here in town. You've started an industry and a business, and good for you.
Yep. Thank you.
You know, the younger generation, Mike, mm-hmm. you could, but it's still going to cost him $3.75 to go have lunch with the kids.
It will.
I'm all about that, too.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you down there at the farmer's market.
That'd be great.
We'll definitely
yeah.
come down and look you up.
So, listeners, take advantage of this. If you need anything, wood. Tables, coffee tables, bars, mantles. Go stop by and visit Michael Rodriguez, Cocopelli Woodworks. Fabulous guy, entrepreneurial, young-spirited, young adult.
And give us your phone number again.
That number again is 928-442-6577.
Super.
So, don't move. We'll be back to wrap up Hammer Time. Don't go away.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, thanks for tuning in this morning. We love this show, don't we, Mike?
Absolutely, and it was another fun-filled program.
Hey, we have a Mike and a Michael.
That's a good name.
I just got that. How funny. It's taken me a whole hour to remember that. Good grief. Okay, listeners, a couple reminders. Our new Building Yavapai 2019 issue is out, hot off the press.
Indeed.
Oh, my gosh, it's fabulous, isn't it?
The biggest one ever.
It is the biggest one ever. So if you want one, call me. Come by and pick it up. We've got them. They're fabulous. Lots of great articles, good information. And, you know, we're able to do this because of our advertisers that support the magazine.
Yep.
Great article in it this year about women in construction. We've called it Girls Rule. So look at these fantastic women on the cover.
I actually had Rachel from Heating and Cooling autograph my copy.
I heard all about that.
So it's a commemoration copy for me.
So listeners, seriously, if you want a copy of a fantastic magazine, give me a yell, 778-0040. And for all of our contractors out there listening, or if you know contractors, please let them know about the YCCA lunch May 30th. We're going to talk about the 2018 International Fire Code, and also we have Cole Crabtree. He's going to be a speaker with us, and we're going to be talking about the Dwelling Purchaser Act of Complaints, right, and how to protect yourself. And I know that you're coming to that, so
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Mike. We'll have a nice lunch for you. And it's legislation that limits contractors' liability. So until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mike as well.
And together we say, remember and honor Memorial Day.
Time. You've been listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Elan Electric, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Johnny's Tree and Landscape Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Break it down!